This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Happy Thanksgiving. Millions of Americans are traveling for the holiday. Sam Lowe from Texas is in New York City, where he watched them get ready for today's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, this is wonderful. This, you know, first time experiencing it live in person. This is wonderful. This is the start of Thanksgiving for us.
The Macy's parade steps off just hours from now. The AP's Donna Warder.
Police say there is no known credible threat to the event, but they say they'll deploy additional resources to ensure the festivities across the city are safe for all. The parade comes just 2 days after a manager at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, shot to death 6 people and then himself, and 4 days after 5 people were shot to death at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Macy's is promising that the parade will be bigger and better this year than ever before. And the event is starting at 8:45 a.m. this year instead of 9 to accommodate all the balloons, floats, marching bands, and other participants. I'm Donna Warder.
About 70% of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, has no power, says the mayor, as Russia continues to pound Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Wednesday's strikes caused power outages across large parts of Ukraine, adding to the misery for civilians as winter begins. The strikes also caused power outages in neighboring Moldova. To China now. The company that assembles Apple iPhones is apologizing for a pay dispute that triggered employee protests at a factory in Changzhou. Apple earlier warned iPhone 14 deliveries would be delayed after employees walked out of the Changzhou factory. Edmunds, the auto website, says the average interest rate on a new car loan is 6.3%. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more now on the election win by Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska.
Alaska Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski has won re-election, defeating a fellow Republican who was endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Murkowski wound up with 54% of the vote in the ranked choice election. Murkowski was the only Senate Republican who voted to convict Trump at his impeachment trial last year, who was on the ballot this year. Trump was not convicted, but her vote was a sore point raised by Trump, who had vowed to campaign against her. Murkowski was censured by state Republican Party leaders last year for offenses that included her impeachment vote. During the campaign, she emphasized a willingness to work across party lines and focused on her record and seniority. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow gained 95 points yesterday. The S&P rose 23 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.